Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Going to college and getting an education. There's your book learning, and then there is learning the hard lessons of life, in this case, college life.
I came to school not understanding the financial system, not understanding the loans that I was taking on. I have friends that are seniors, and I'm realizing more and more how much debt I'm going to be in once I graduate college.
Student Megan Pierce did not go to Fitchburg State in Massachusetts to learn about banking and finance or to end up with $30,000 in student loans. And learning the consequences of bad financial decisions wasn't part of the curriculum for Nakia McKenzie at St. John's University in Queens.
The debt that I have incurred now, I know I could have probably avoided it had I been more mindful or just, you know, open to knowing that, hey, you can't afford it, you know. I have a couple of friends now who have graduated, and Sallie Mae is knocking on their doors, and they don't know what to do because they're even having tough times even finding jobs now. So, and they have their student loans to pay, and they're just freaking out.
Nakia McKenzie left St. John's eventually overwhelmed with student debt and is now a part-time student at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. These are voices gathered by our partner WGBH's Higher Education Desk, where they found Mike Wasserman, who's the Massachusetts Executive Director of the Boston-based nonprofit Bottom Line, which helped Nakia McKenzie out of her difficult college situation, and is advising student Jasmine Boyd Perry. Mike Wasserman and Jasmine Boyd Perry join me now. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
So, Jasmine, are you saddled with debt like those hard luck stories we've heard there just a moment ago?
Thankfully, not so much. I've managed to, with the help of my bottom line counselor, figure out my FAFSA and get it in on time. So it's not the worst.
Congratulations. And I'm sure that takes a little bit of the college pressure off. Mike Wasserman, what segment of the population are you looking to most help? And then we'll talk about some of the mythologies about college that kids and parents naturally fall into.
Yeah. So at Bottom Line, our focus is working with students who are first generation college students who are coming from lower income families. So really, students who have the motivation, the drive to go to college, but maybe lack some of the social resources or expertise within their family to really navigate what is becoming a more and more complex situation.
Did Nakia and her family, the story of the young woman who went to St. John's and eventually dropped out, were they just in love with the idea of St. John's and were blinded to the financial realities?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's a culture of the way we talk about college, which is, you know, just go to your dream school, you know, just make it work. Whatever it costs, you know, it's worth it. And I think more and more people are starting to realize that you have to make more of a buying decision, right? I mean, college is the best investment you can make in your future, but that doesn't mean that every college is. You really have to be smart about making intelligent financial decisions.
Well, being a smart buyer is part of the problem in the sense that sometimes the information isn't readily available. Here's Rachel Fishman, who's a policy analyst from the New America Foundation.
There's differential pricing in higher education, and students can be getting need-based aid, merit-based aid, grants, loans, and all these factors have to be taken into account when making your college decision. And many students aren't able to do that right now because it's a really complicated concept.
Jasmine Boyd Perry, what complicated concepts are you majoring in college? And do you understand what Rachel Fishman is talking about there in trying to figure out the price of your education?
I do understand. Well, right now I'm majoring in psychology and sociology. But when I started out, I was incredibly confused about what it meant. And I applied to multiple schools. I applied to Temple, and I even applied to St. John's, and I got into these schools. But when you get your financial aid package back, you think, this is amazing. I'm getting $20,000. But what does this $20,000 break down to? And then how are you going to make up the extra $30,000? And what does that mean for you? What does it mean for your family? And it wasn't until I talked to my mentor about Bottom Line, and I sat down and I was realistic. It's, do I want to pay this much money for a name, for a dream, when I can get an equal education at a place that costs $10,000, that offers a better package? And sometimes you just have to face the realities of the situation. And that's why I chose UMass Boston.
Mike Wasserman, how difficult is that? I mean, how are you not the character who comes into the family and is basically selling my daughter short? You're the person who says she should accept her economic situation. I reject that. She's going to the best school.
Well, there's a lot of different colleges out there. I don't want to say that, you know, the cheapest school is selling yourself short. I mean, I think we really believe in the public education system. When you think about the Harvards and the Ivy League schools, you know, a student that gets in there from any background, those schools will give you a financial aid package that makes it work. So if a low-income student gets into an Ivy League school, a very competitive school, they can afford that. And A is making sure that students know that those resources are out there and not walking away from that. But, you know, a student that is going to choose between, you know, a large private urban school and a large public urban school, it's really just helping that family understand the financial implications of both. And I think we really believe that it's not, you know, you got to go to the worst school. It's just understanding the full decision making that has to go into, you know, buying a school.
Jasmine Boyd Perry, have you managed to put some money away, make some future plans, and not just worry about the debt you're going to be having the moment you graduate?
I've made some money, but it's a balance because I do still have loans. I don't want you to think that I'm going to school scot-free, but it's about what loans I'm willing to take out. Like, I make sure they're all subsidized, so I'm not accumulating, like, interest rates on it. I make sure that if I'm going to take out this loan, that I have a plan to pay it back. So right now, I work, and it doesn't pay the best, but I have enough. I get to have fun. I get to do things, but I also have goals. Like, I'm going to study abroad. So I made sure I made a financial plan that allows me to do that.
Does Jasmine's lack of pressure and sense of confidence, is that convincing to other people that come to Bottom Line with the financial problems, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look at kind of the average student's debt coming out of college now, it's risen to, you know, about $30,000, really gone up significantly over the past decade. And that's just the average. I mean, you know, Jasmine's talking about the loans she's taking out. It's really about $5,000 in subsidized loans, and the pressure is so much lighter when you come out of school. I think it really allows you to do what you want and don't feel the pressure to, you know, get the highest paying job or feel like you're failing if you can't find that perfect position right away. So we've really tried to connect a lot of our current college students to high school students so they can hear some perspectives, right, on what it's like once you go to school and the freedom that good financial decision allows. And also, you know, to your question earlier, talking to students about the real quality that exists in affordable schools through honors programs, through study abroad, through all of these opportunities that, you know, a large public institution can provide or an affordable institution can provide.
Mike Wasserman is the Massachusetts Executive Director of the Boston-based nonprofit Bottom Line, and Jasmine Boyd Perry is a junior at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
For lots more on this story, including a video on student debt we shot with student Jasmine Boyd Perry, you can visit thetakeaway.org.